And it's just past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. That's okay, you made it, Eva. That's fine. We know.
Good
it's
morning.
It's like, whew, mornings, huh?
Yes.
We're brought to you by Geno's Kitchen and Appliance Center, specializing in quality GE appliances. They're on the lower Skyway in Chico. It's 5 minutes after 8. We're going to jump right in. No worries. You're here. You made it.
That's right.
Now get that microphone kind of closer to you if you could. Just kind of pull it up. You can move that. There you
All
go.
All right. Thank you.
Eva Shepherd.
Yes.
Nicole, is it?
Eva Shepherd Nickel.
Nickel.
Like quota.
Nickel.
Okay. Yeah.
Nickel. Yeah. All right, Eva. Well, you are with Chico Start.
Yes, sir.
And once again, you have the big event coming up. Second year?
Actually, it's our third time, but not third year in a row.
Right.
Because, you know, COVID.
Because everything.
Because
right.
everything. Yeah.
And we're talking Grow Tech Fest. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But I want you to explain to everybody, because I've kind of been saying, Grow Tech Fest is kind of a TED Talk for techies. That's kind of it, sort
of. That,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
But what Chico Start does, explain what your organization does for folks.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Chico Start is a co-working space and startup incubator. Now, while anybody can build a co-working space, the reason why we do what we do is because we have a centralized hub of entrepreneurial resources. We're also a designated iHub, and as part of that, we are pulling together and working very hard on creating the foundation for our regional entrepreneurial ecosystem. What that means...
Please.
Yes.
Make it simple for us, please, Eva. Yes.
Well, you know, everything that you need to get a business started isn't necessarily all here, especially if you want to scale or if you need investment. You know, there's not a lot of VCs in our backyard. There's, venture capitalists in our backyard. There's not a lot of other resources that are similar. We don't have brown bag lunch tech talks, you know, on weekly business. You know, so those are the kind of things that we're trying to develop and build out, and stronger relationships with the UCs and other resources, like, say, for rapid prototyping or commercialization. So that's what we see as our self-appointed role in the North State.
And as we've seen, Chico's been very entrepreneurial. Having Chico State right there, of course, all the success stories you hear coming out of Chico State, these people that graduate, the little brewery over there on the edge of town, right?
That little one?
That yeah. little one, yeah.
yeah.
Well, with Ken, you know,
right,
starting
right, with
at Chico
the,
State.
The revenue that starts with a B.
Yeah. 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 But, you know, we've heard of others. Chico Bag, and you
yep.
had Build.
Yeah, oh,
right?
absolutely.
All these have come out, but that's kind of the idea. I have an idea. I don't have to be a Chico State student. I'm at this stage, and I'm going, well, I got this idea. I've been kind of holding on to it. But I don't know how to start it. I don't know even how to get going.
Absolutely. So Chico Start focuses on helping companies wherever they are, right? Whether they start or they're at the start level, whether they're growing and scaling, whether they're thriving. I have people contact me for everything from a mentor to interns, from resources for, like, how do I learn QuickBooks, you know, where I connect them with other resources in the area, to, you know, oh, I need a CPA. Or, hi, I would love for you to have a workshop on culture and leadership, or, you know. We cover the gamut.
And it could be, I have this business, but it's not really, it's nothing sparked yet. It's been going for years now, and it's like, I'm missing something.
Yes, we definitely
okay.
help companies Perfect. Pivot as well.
Well, tell us about Grow Tech Fest then, because that kind of leads right into this.
Absolutely. So thank you for the segue.
Of course.
So, you know, Grow Tech Fest started as an opportunity to kind of tell the story of the North State, like tell the entrepreneurial story. When I first moved here, that's one of the very first things I noticed was like, there's a lot of stuff happening here, but you could talk to somebody across the street and they didn't even know about another company, right? That existed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, live radio. You know.
Right, you know. Whether it was an engineering firm doing, you know, hydrogen systems for F-16s, or whether it was a robotics company, you know, doing haptics and, you know, selling them to AWS and Microsoft, whether it was, you know,
right.
A nanotech company is building the R&D labs here. Like, I was uncovering real gems, and I'm like, no one's telling the story. So I believe, here's my philosophy, and everybody will hear it 1,000 times in the next couple weeks, is that a community is only as strong as a story can tell. And if all it's telling is a negative story, so there you go, right?
I mean, and you always hear about these. Every now and then it pops up where it's a company, like you said, R&D or something's going on. You go, they're in Chico?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. So tell us again, what Grow Tech Fest,
right.
what is happening? It's coming next week.
Right.
But this is where you're gathering these people that have done it. And
Absolutely.
They know. And in fact, tell us about the keynote speaker.
So the keynote speaker.
Because I want to know what a futurist is. I'm curious
hey,
about that.
I'm going to find out, too. When are they?
What is that?
So our keynote speaker is Crystal Washington. She is a well-known Forbes under 50, you know, highlighted female entrepreneur and also a speaker, obviously. She's going to come and talk to us about the future of work. So that was actually a request from our entrepreneurial community and our grow tech community, was to have a conversation on the future of work. So she's going to talk about tech. She's going to talk about how tech is influencing, you know, human behavior. She's going to talk about how we're getting where we're going in the future of work and how the future is now.
Well, with work, especially as we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, major disruptions.
It has shifted and
Absolutely.
Disrupted, you know.
Major disruptions, and it won't be the last time.
And then, of course, I always look at the panels and, of course, some of the success stories that we've had with startups here in town, and some of the locals are going to be participating as well.
Absolutely. So luckily, we on our icon panel, which is something I made up, and I call it the icon panel because I want people to know who have gone before and paved the way. People who started their business in the North State, people who have grown their business in the North State, or people who have started, grown, and, you know, scaled and are now national or international. I want them to tell their story, and I want the opportunity for the audience to ask questions as well.
So how do we get involved? How do I attend? What do I need to do if I'm interested?
Come on down. So on October 5th and 6th is Grow Tech Fest. Day one, October 5th, will be at Sierra Nevada Brewery in the Big Room, and that'll be a really conference-style day starting at noon. You can register for tickets at growtechfest.io. And click the Get Tickets button and then register on Eventbrite.
Right,
well, thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
And then day two is October 6th, and it is at Stobel Coffee. And we're going to take over the downstairs, and we're having workshops that start at 8:30 a.m. all the way to 5 p.m. From topics like culture and leadership to how to win grants to what's new in clean tech. What's going on in the clean tech industries? Because there's many. Mm-hmm. And then last, we're going to have something called the Money Panel, so that people can learn about all things funding, whether it has to do with bootstrapping grants, SBA loans, angel investment, venture capital, etc.
Perfect. Everything someone would need.
Yes.
I have this idea and I need to get it. You know,
yes.
Is it viable? I guess you could find out there if you come with an idea and say, is this even something I should pursue?
Absolutely. And it's a great place to network.
Right.
It's a great place to actually talk to venture capitalists where you might not be able to, because they're not necessarily in our backyard. I'm bringing from the Central Valley, from the Bay Area, a few private investors locally, and et cetera.
Let me ask you real quick here as we wrap things up. The future of Chico with all of this.
The future of Chico with all this?
Yeah, with all the entrepreneurial spirit and everything. Is it still alive and well?
Oh, it's alive and well.
Okay.
You know, adversity breeds creativity.
Right.
And so I think we've had our share.
I think a little bit. Everybody has. I think the last few years, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. It's Grow Tech Fest again next Woo-hoo. Weekend. And it's growtechfest.io.
Mm-hmm.
That's their website. Chico Start, how do I reach out to you if I want?
Reach out to Chico Start at eva@chicostart.com or heather@chicostart.com.
Eva Shepherd Nickel, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much,
it's
Scott.
It's next weekend, of course. And it just surprises me. It shouldn't, but it does.
Well,
it's still those little pockets that are happening, and underneath the surface, you don't really hear about it until something happens. It's like, they're here doing that?
They
really?
Went IPO?
Yeah,
what?
Really. What is that? So, Eva, thank you very much, and good luck on the event next week.
Thank you so much, Scott. We